But for Khan, where do we say that if they do it, it's okay? Shaharosa Shlebik Dusha. True. When his wife first became pregnant, they were still Goyim. But Vilaydosa Bigdusha. But the father already became a ger before his son was born. So Rashi says, Vilaydosa Bigdusha, Rashi says, Heche Vilaydosa Sheben Bigdusha, Mechlev Yitzroel Gomer. Then we'll make a mistake for Yitzroel Gomer. And therefore, it's good to let him have it. If you'll say that he doesn't get it, you'll think even by Yisrael also he doesn't receive it, Yerusha. So if we're here, the Chum said it's okay if you pay back the son. So that's the difference. But in the Chum, in the Yeraisa though, there's no din Yerusha. When the father becomes a ger, and then the father dies, the children do not Yarshin their father. That's why it's always brought down that a ger Shemais, like usually he has no Yarshim. The only Yarshim he would have is, if after he became a ger, then he remarried. And he had new children then, that's called his children. But the children that he had from before, they do not yashin him. Rabbi Chiya bar Avin om Rabbi Yechanan. Oyved keichovim yorish esoviv deva Torah. He has another pasuk to teach us that by goyim, when the father dies, the son yashins the father midiraisa. Tichsiv, because there's a pasuk in the Devarim that says, ki yerusha li esav nosati es haseir. I gave the yerusha taste of esa yashin his father and he received haseir. And Esav was a guy by Stoys. So it's a raya that a guy could yashin. The more of a Dilma, Yisrael Mumashani. Maybe Esav, he was Yisrael though, Esav. The son of Yitzchak. So therefore maybe Esav is different, therefore maybe Esav is a Mumar, that's where he could yashin. So there's no raya to a regular guy. So the more says, Elami Hoch, the proof is from here. It says, Ki levnei loit nosati es or Yerusha. To the children of Loit I gave or for Yerusha. And there they were goyim, so you see the yashin. For Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, my time in Leyama Karova, why doesn't he say that from the Pasuk Karova? So the Pasuk he had before from Chishavim Keneyu. So Gemara says, he answers back, Miksiv Chishavim Keneyu, for Loyim Yorsha Keneyu. Does the Pasuk say that clearly? In other words, he old, he can't make that for a diet. The other Pasuk is talking about where you sold the Jew to a guy. And now you want to buy back the Jew. You want to like free the Jew. So the Pasuk says, speak to the master. But the Torah does not say v'loyes yosher kaneyah, that not to the yosher. The Torah doesn't say that. So there's no real miyut. Since so, there's no proof to say that really midiraisa the son would yashin his father. See, over there, there's no posik. For Rava, my time aliyom karav chiyav aravin mishum kvoide the Avram shani. He holds here by loyt was different. Here was mishum kavod of Avram Avinu that they gave the Yerusha to b'nei loyt. But maybe all over, B'nai Goyim do not have it in Yerusha. Only here, Lot was special, Mishum Kvoida the Avram Avinu. So therefore, he does not learn out from that Pasuk. Tana Rabbanu, we're going to write like this. Yesh B'yesh B'ivri, there are certain halakas by an Eved Ivri, Shein B'Avriya, that you do not have by an Oma Avriya, by the girl. And B'yesh B'Avriya, there are certain halakas you have by an Oma Avriya, by the girl, a Jewish girl made, Shein B'Ivri, that you did not have by the man, the Eved Ivri. What does it mean? Yesh b'Ivri shehu yoytze b'shonim. That an Eved Ivri goes out free after working 6 years. Uve yoyvel, or else if yoyvel comes first, he goes out. Uve misas odin. There are certain times when the master dies that he goes out free. Ma shein came b'Ivriya. Ma shesuchur it's mashma that an Ivriya, or no Ivriya does not go out with these halachas. She does not go out after 6 years or by Yovel. And the Gemara will soon ask the question, it's not that way. Havad and Om Avri also goes out free after 6 years or by Yovel. But so far that's what it says. Now it explains the second part. V'yesh b'Yavriya, there are certain halachas by Om Avriya, share Ivriya yoytze b'simonim, that you should know, an Ivriya, the girl, goes out when she becomes a Gedela, when she becomes a Nara with simonim, she goes out free. And also, V'eino nimkeres v'nishnis, you cannot sell it once and then sell it twice. And you could like free your redeemer by force. Even by force of the master, we'll soon see. Ma'ashen kem b'ivri. These are lochli you do not have by an Eved Ivri. So we'll see in the Gemara will soon explain the Sobraisa. So ma'amar, just before, what did we just get finished saying? That yesh b'ivri, shein b'ivriya. There are certain halachas we have by an Eved Ivri that do not apply to an Oma Avriya, to a Jewish slave, to a girl. Or a minu have a kasha. It said before that Mishnah said enough Yudalid. After it said the first three things, Vaneved Ivri, that he goes out by Sheish and by Yevul, then it says, Yeseira Olav Amavriya. An Amavriya has more than just an Eved Ivri. But Mashma, she also has after 6 years or after Yevul. So she has an addition, a more, that Shekoin Atzma B'simonim, that when an Amavriya, when the girl becomes 12 years old and she has Simonim, then she goes out free. But it's mashma clearly that she goes out free, which goes out free with Sheish also. So what are you telling me here now, that Sheish or Yovel is only by an Eved Ivri and not by an Amavriya? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheishes, Kagoin Sheiyado. We're talking about over here in a case where the master, a Jew, bought an Amavriya. He bought the girl off the father, and now the master married her. That's called Yiyado. He made a Yiyad. So once he made a Yiyad, he married her like, therefore she does not go out free anymore with 6 years or with Yevil, she does not go out anymore. So Mara says, Yiyado Pshita. If the master married her, so Pshita, she doesn't go out free after 6 years or after Yevil. Fred Gemara Gita boy. Now she needs to get to go out free. If the master made Yiyad, married her, so it's his wife. So what are you telling me now? She doesn't go out free with Shonim, Pshita. So Mara says, no, I need it. Because now the time I would have thought to say, Levatla Hilchasomino. In other words, first you bought her for an Amavriya. Now you made Yiyad. And Yiyad will soon see later, one man the Yom says, that first money that you paid to buy her for a slave, that money could be used also for Kesef Kedushin. So maybe I would have thought to say, like, she still remains an Amavriya. Just she's added to you that she's your wife, that's all. So therefore, maybe since she still should have the halacha of an Amavriya, maybe she would go out free after 6 years still. Kamash Malon. That's what I need a Bryson to teach me now, that Lamaisa, once the master marries her, makes yield with her, now even after she works for 6 years, still she stays married to him. And she does not go out free unless she has a get. Frank Yomori, if that's the case, Amai Yetzir B'Simonim. So if so, why does she go out free when she becomes 12 with two Cyrus? And why does she go out free? She's already married. She's married to the man, to the master. She only goes out free with a get. So why does even Shonim help? Why does even Simonim help? So Gemara says, Hochikoma. This is what the Braisa meant to say. Im lo yiyado. In a case where the master did not marry her, then Yetzir af B'Simonim. Then the Braisa meant to say she goes out even with Simonim, true. When she's still an Amavriya, she goes out with all of them. With Shonim after 6 years, with Yovel, and with Simonim. Just in a case when the master marries her, then nothing doing, then she stays with him unless she receives a get. Then the Braisa says, V'eino nimkeres benishnas, that you can't sell her once, and then sell her a second time. You can't sell her two times. So Mara says, Mechlala should be a proof then, the Eved Ivri nimka benishna. And you're only telling me, an Amavriya, the father cannot sell his daughter twice. But Mashmam, an Eved Ivri, could sell himself twice. V'atanya will learn out like that. V'gnei v'osoi v'lei b'kfeloi. That's if there's a halacha that Bezdin sells a person to be an Eved Ivri. If he stole it, he doesn't have money to pay back, so we dash him v'gnei v'osoi. If you stole the $100, and you don't have money to pay back the $100, then Bezdin sells you for the $100, but v'lei b'kfeloi. And let's say you were a ganef, and you have to pay back kefal. So then the halacha is, you have to pay back $200. So let's say $100 you have. So you have enough to pay back for the geneva, just not for the kefal. So then the halacha is, Bezdin will not sell you. Bezdin won't sell you if you have enough money to pay back the keren. You're only missing the kefal, the double, then Bezdin doesn't sell you for an evid. Another drasha is, like we have, b'geneivosoi, v'lei b'zamamai. In the case where you were caught to be Edim Zemimim, that you wanted him to have to pay money and be sold for an Eved Ivri, and now you also don't have money, still be Edim Zemimim, even though the Torah says Kashi Zomam, here there's a Miyat, we do not sell the Edim Zemimim for an Eved Ivri to pay back the money. That's the Drosha Bignev. Also, we sell you for Leib Zomamai, not if you're caught to be Edim Zemimim. And also with Ashram Bignev Osoi, Kivon Shinimka Pamachas, once Bezdin sold you once for an Eved Ivri, Shuv Iyata Rishar Lamachroi. Bezdin cannot sell you a second time. So you see, even by an Eved Ivri, we do not sell you a second time. So Marin says, Amar Rav Lekasha, Rav says there's no Kasha here. Kan Bigneva Achas, Kan Bishtei Gnevas. True. If you only stole once. Let's say you stole $1,000. So you have to pay back $1,000. So now Bezdin sells you once. Let's say you're only worth $500. That's all. and don't say after you work 6 years, after you work 6 years, Bezin should sell you a second time. That we don't say. Since it's one Maisi Gneva, Bezin only sells you once and not twice. But let's say you stole two different times, and a Chanami, then Bezin has the right to sell you twice. That's the Mishnah telling us, only by an Amar of Riyah she can never be sold a second time. But by Neved Ivri, there are cases that he could be sold a second time. Omalei Abaye, Abaye says back, the Gnevos say Tuva Mashma, no, it's Mashma, you sell him a lot. Why do you know to make this Rasha? Rasha says Tuva Mashma. So Mashmi should be able to be sold twice. Eloma Ro, Eloma Baya, Baya says like this, rather, like Kashi, there's no theory here. How can we dash in Begnev Osoi? That when you sold once, we don't say a second time? See, dash is like this, Ben Lakasha. Kan bi yodim echod, kan bishnei bne yodim. It depends if it's one person or it's two people. So Rashi says, Elakan bi yodim echod. She'omad v'din b'vasachas. One person has psak din once that he stole. Is ena nimka v'nishna. For this one time we caught you stealing, you stole $1,000, even though you only sold for $500, we do not sell you a second time 6 years later. Hafilu b'gnevos taharbi, even if you stole a lot of times. Tevidumi diachas, that's like one time yakos avoitziya b'loshin yochid. Avo b'shnei b'nei yodim, which means shemamidu moisei shtei pomim v'din nimkar b'shvul kolachas v'yachas. So Rashi Shita is like this. That when Bezdin puts you to Bezdin one time, at one psak din, Bezdin can't sell you more than once. Even if you stole two or three times. But since Bezdin is giving the psak at one time, that now you have to pay $1,000, for this one chiyuv, Bezdin can only sell you once. But let's say you stole two different times. And Bezdin gave two different psakim. Bezdin paskin yesterday yechayiv $100, and today they paskin again another $100. Since they are two different psakim, then we say you could be sold twice. We sell you once for the first chiyuv, and if that's not enough to pay back both times, we later sell you a second time. So therefore, koponim, there are cases by Neved Ivri that he could be sold twice. So that's why our Mishnah says the klal is an amav riyah is never sold twice. But by Neved Ivri, if he stole and had two different times the psak din, then we make him, you could sell him twice. Tana Rabbanan, we learned like this. Genevoi gonvoi elef. If the person stole $1,000. Now, he has no money to pay back, so Bezdin wants to sell him for Neved Ivri. Veshova chomish meyos. He's only worth $500. So first the Brisa says, nimkar v'chayz of a nimkar. We sell you once for $500, and then 6 years later we sell you again for $500. What about Geneva Chomish Meis? Let's say you only stole $500. Vishav Elif, but you're worth $1,000. So the locher is, Einoi Nimka Klal, we don't sell you at all. In other words, we don't sell you for half. We only sell you what you're worth to pay back the money. But if we don't sell you half the worth. Rebbe Lezer Weimer, Imhoi Geneva Knegim, Imkaroi Nimka. If you're worth $1,000 and you stole $1,000, then very good. Vimlav, but in either case, whether you're worth more, whether you're worth less, ain't an imkur, we do not sell you. That's Reb Lezer Shita. Omar Rava, Rava says, b'ho in this halacha, zachnu Reb Lezer Rabbanim. Like we own Reb Lezer won over the Rabbanim. Like we can understand better Reb Lezer Svara. Temai shno ginei gon voy chomish meyas. Why do you tell me you agree that he only stole $500? And v'shov elef. But this person, if it would be sold now, was worth $1,000. D'yei nimkar. You, Rabbanan, also agree in this case, we do not sell the person for an Eved Ivri. Why? Because the nimka kuli amarachmon of lechetziyav. It's mashma, we have to sell the whole person. His whole value has to be used for the money. And not only half of his value. If so, the svar should be hachanam. The same way I should also say, nimka v'gnevosi amarachmono, v'le nimka v'chatzi gnevosi. That when you sell him, you have to sell him for the $1,000 that he stole. And you can't sell him just for $500, which is only half of the money that he stole. So Mel, it's more of a swear, like Reb Lezer says, that when do you sell the person? Only if when you're selling him the exact amount of money that he's going to receive for the sale, that's how much money he has to pay for the Gneva. That's the Torah saying, for Nimka you could sell him in order with that money pay up the Gneva. But if the money is more or less, then you do not have this chiddush. Bezdin does not sell him for an Eved Ivri. Then the Brisa says, "Umaftin oisa makorcha," that you can also redeem free an amav riyah by force. The Gemara says, Sova Rova Lameimar, Rova thought to say, Ba'korcha Diyodin. It means that if the father wants, the father could redeem his daughter by force of the Yodin. Even though the Yodin, the master, doesn't want it, still the father could force him. Omalei Abaye, Abaye said back, Mainiyu, what is the case by force? You want to tell me the cost for Leish Dora Adimei, that the father doesn't have the money to pay right now. So he's just paying, like giving him an IOU. He's writing down on the shtar, being mechayv himself to pay the money. So Mar asks the question, then am I? So what kind of svar is that? Why should the master free the Yom of Riyah? Nok et maginisa biyodei. The master right now is holding a pearl in his hand. In other words, he has an Yom of Riyah. He has this slave that's supposed to work for him. Yehiv no lo chaspa. What kind of svar is it that the father's just giving back a chaspa, like nothing? Giving back a shtar, that right now the shtar is not worth anything. So how can we force the master to free the maid if he's not getting anything? Elor Mabayis, and if Mabayis is rather like this, Bar Kocher Di'ad, the Lacher is by force of the father, which means if the father sold his daughter for an Amar Riyah, and then later on the father has money, so like Bezdin forces the father to buy back his daughter. That's the Lacher. Bar Kocher Di'ad, Rashi says, Im Yeshlai, if the father has money, Kaif V'Noisa Yopay Doisa. We force the father to go and redeem, buy back his daughter. And why? Mishum pegam mishpacha. It's not nice for the mishpacha to have a daughter that was sold to be an Amar Riyah. So mishum kavod of the mishpacha, we force the father to redeem his daughter. For the Gemara Hachi, if so, that's the svara. Eved ivri nami nichpethu levnei mishpacha. Mishum pegam mishpacha. We should also like force the mishpacha to redeem an eved ivri. Why only an Amar Riyah do we tell the father to redeem him by every also? We should tell the mishpacha, whoever it is, the father, the uncle, the brothers, they should have to redeem the Eved Ivri. So Mara says, no, in Eved Ivri we don't have that svara, because Hada Ozla Mazanashay, and Eved Ivri can sell himself, so it doesn't help to redeem him. Because if we redeem him, he'll just go and sell himself again. So therefore we can't stop it, therefore we don't have a chiyuv to redeem him. So Mara asks the question, Achinam here also then. The father know, after the father redeems him, maybe the father will change his mind and sell her again. So how could we like force the father to redeem her? In other words, if the father doesn't want to redeem her, so what is it going to help when we force him to redeem it? So even though maybe he's forced now to redeem her, but we have to be afraid behind our back he'll go back and sell her again. So Mara says no. Katoni, that the Bryce before said, Einai nim keres v'nishnis. That's halacha. In Amar Riyah, the father has no right to sell his daughter a second time. The father has a right to sell his daughter once. But once he sold her once, our bride sold, he cannot sell her again. Umani, who does our bride go like? Rabbi Shimon. Our bride goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Because really it's a big machlokes. Titania, we learned like this. Moicher Adam as bitoy leishus. A person has a right to sell his daughter leishus. Which means that the master could marry her. That's called Yemoicha Leishis. So, the Vishayna Leshivchus. And then he could sell her a second time for Shivchus. Now, here the case is, Yemoicha means first the father married off his daughter. Somebody made Kedushin. And then the husband died, so she goes back to the father's Rishus. Now, if the father wants to, he could sell her for a Shivcha. And Vishayna Leishis. And after she gets finished of Shivchus, if the father wants to, the father could marry her off a second time. Acha Shivchus. After she gets finished working, the father has the right to marry her off. In other words, as Kozman, the only made Kedushin, Eris, and not Nisuyin, she's still in the Rishus of the father, so the father could do one after the other. Avoloi Shivchus Achar Ishus. But once they made Ishus, you can't make a Shivchus anymore. So the gears should be, yes, a little different should be. Again, the price is like this. The Tanya will learn like this. That's what you have to learn. The father has the right to marry off his daughter, and then let's say the husband dies, the husband gives her a gift, and she's only an erisin, so then v'shoina, she goes back to the father, and the father can marry her off a second time. Now, l'shivchus, the father has the right to sell his daughter for an Amar Riyah, v'shoina, and he can do it a second time also. He can sell his daughter a second time for shivchus. Now also, l'ishos acha shivchus. The father first sold her for Shivcha, then she came out free. The father still has the right to marry her off. Avoloi l'shivcha sacharishas. But once the father married her off once, and then the husband gave her get, or the husband died, now the husband cannot sell her for Shivcha. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says no. Kishem sheinodem moicher es bito leshivchus achar ishus. The same way a father cannot sell his daughter for shivchus after he married her off. Is kach einodem moicher es bito leshivchus achar shivchus. Shimon says a father cannot sell his daughter twice. If he sold her once for an amavriya, that's it. He has no right to sell her a second time for an amavriya. So our brisa that says here that a father cannot sell his daughter a second time goes according to Reb Shimon. The Gemara says, "Apluktu dani tanoim." The machlokes is these tanoim. The Tanya will learn like this: the pasuk says, "The big dabo," because he acted not nice to her. That's by an amavriya. So we dash in.